a few more thoughts for you on this Feast of the Epiphany. I said I focused there on the three names, the names given by church tradition to the Magi, to the wise men, Caspar, Balthazar, and Melchior. But now I'd like us to think about the three gifts, which are in Scripture, actually. The three gifts mentioned in Scripture: gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, as you probably know, as you've probably heard before, there's been much discussion down the centuries about the meaning of these gifts. Usually things in Scripture are not there by accident. They have a deeper meaning. And so scholars have developed ideas about the meaning of the gold, the frankincense, and the myrrh. The usual answer goes something like this. The usual answer says the three gifts, they tell us about Christ's identity. They tell us who Jesus is. Yeah? So, for example, the gold. The gold is for a king. So Jesus is a king. He's the King of Kings, wearing the golden crown. Yeah? He is the one to whom we owe our loyalty. He's the King of Kings. Then the frankincense, the incense, that points, so they say, to Jesus' divinity, to him being the Son of God, because incense is used in prayer and worship to God. So Jesus is the Son of God. And then thirdly, the myrrh, so the traditional interpretation goes. The myrrh is a sort of prophetic gift. It's a kind of a looking forward, because myrrh was used to embalm the bodies of the dead. Yeah, to embalm dead bodies. So the myrrh reminds us this Jesus, this King, this Son of God, he's also going to die. He's going to suffer and die. So in short, the gold, frankincense, and myrrh tell us about Jesus. They remind of his kingship, his divinity, and his death. But here's what I'd like to suggest to you this morning. I'd like to turn it around. I'd like to turn it around and think about this question. What do the gifts tell us about us? Yeah? What might the gifts symbolize for us? What might the gold, the frankincense, and myrrh represent in our lives that we should present, that we should hand over, like the wise men, that we should hand over, present to Jesus? Let me explain what I mean. For example, start with the obvious one. Start with the gold. By that I mean, what would it mean for us to hand over our gold to Jesus? Yeah? What would it mean for us to hand over our money, our gold, our wealth, our resources to Jesus? You know, I heard someone say, if you want to know what your priorities are, then look at your bank statement. Or look at your credit card statement. Actually, don't look at your credit card statement in January. It's too depressing. But if you want to know what your priorities in life are, look at where you spend your money. Because actually where you spend your money is a deeply spiritual matter. So the questions for us at the start of this new year, it's a good time to ask them, are, well, where do I spend my money? Or here's another question. For whom is my money, my gold, a blessing? Is it a blessing just for me? Or is it a blessing for other people around me as well? To the extent that I can, do I look into where the things I buy are made and the conditions and the wages of the people who made those things? Or am I honest in my dealings with my gold, with my money? Am I greedy about my gold? Might there be some charity, some good cause that I could give more to? Those are good questions, I think, to think about at the start of a new year. What would it mean for us, like the wise men, to hand over, yeah, to present our gold to God? And then secondly, the incense of prayer and worship. What would it mean for us to present our incense to God? Silly question, you might say. Surely we offer all our prayers, all our worship to God, don't we? Or do we? Do we? Because, you know, false gods, idols, can come in many different sizes and shapes. And if we're not careful, we can find ourselves bowing down to other strange gods. Yeah? You know the sort of things I mean? Consumerism, perfectionism, workaholism, alcoholism. I suppose any old ism. Any old ism can turn into an idol. Any old ism can become the idol or the altar on which we burn our incense. Yeah? Well, that really won't do. So perhaps as we begin this new year, we can resolve to offer our incense, offer our worship to God and God alone. And then thirdly, the myrrh, the embalming oil, the symbol of suffering and death. What would it mean for us to hand over, to present our myrrh to God? Tricky one, I think. But for me, I think handing over our myrrh to God means handing over all our dyings, large and small, all our griefs, all our losses, all our sufferings, handing them all to God. It's perhaps not a cheery thought for a Sunday morning, but you know, life is difficult. And there isn't a single person who gets through life without loss, without grief, without being wounded. And so I think in handing over our myrrh to God, I think we're saying, into your hands, O Lord. Yeah? Into your hands I give all the inevitable dyings, large and small, in my life. Into your hands I give myself. Into your hands I give you my loved ones, trusting that you will never let us go. Into your hands, O Lord. That, I think, is what it might mean for us to present the myrrh, to hand over our wounds and our woes to God. So, to sum up, here's how I see it on this first Sunday of the year. We've been through Christmas, and we've made it out the other side, just about. We've had our celebrations and our festivities. We've received our gifts from family and friends. We've received, and now it's time to give. Yeah? It's time, by the grace of God, to present our gold, our frankincense and myrrh. Time to present our wealth, our worship, our wounds and our woes. Time to lay them all down before the Christ child. Time to hand them all over to God. How about that for a New Year's resolution? May it be so for us. Amen.